and welcome in. This is the CEOs You Should Know podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Hartwell. Let's say hello to Dr. Richard Rafferty. Thank you for joining me.
Johnny, thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
All right, so tell us everything we need to know about the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh.
Well, Johnny, the first thing to understand about the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is that we are helping patients with severe disc issues. We're talking about herniated, bulging, degenerative discs, patients that have been in the system trying to manage their pain, and most importantly, avoid surgery.
And what you really do is your secret sauce is that you fix the problem, not just the pain.
Yes, and that is so important for anybody who's listening to understand that we have the technology today to fix the problem. One of the things you have to remember is your discs were designed to stay healthy all the way through your life. But due to injuries, you lost the ability to take care of your disc and keep it healthy. What we do at the Disc Institute is we fix the problem so that you not only feel better, but your disc will actually heal. And that's how you turn your situation around once and for all.
All right. So what makes you different than maybe somebody with a similar solutions?
It's the technology. It's the engineering and the medical equipment that we have and the ability to rehabilitate the joint so that it will function normally again and then take over and keep the disc healthy.
Is it safe?
It's not only safe. It's safe. It's gentle. It can't possibly hurt you, harm you, or make you worse. And we, in fact, we've had in Pittsburgh alone, we've had 11 patients in their 90s do our program because it's that easy. It's that simple, yet it's that effective.
Where does this program come from? How long have you been developing this program?
Well, it started in Michigan about 16, 17 years ago with the Dr. Joseph Manella. And he worked with the engineers and came up with this engineering, this medical equipment that could very safely and gently rehabilitate the joint back to its normal function. And I went up to Michigan, I learned from Dr. Manella, and I brought it to Pittsburgh. And that's been so exciting. We're in our 13th year now here in Pittsburgh.
13 years here. How many patients have you seen in those 13 years?
We've seen thousands of patients. Between Michigan and Pittsburgh, well over 10,000 patients with an excellent success rate. And that's the thing that we're very proud of, that we actually have research. We had a third-party research company come in, and they told us we have a 98% success rate. Mm. And again, it's safe and gentle, yet it's so effective. And the bottom line is you actually fix the problem so the disc will heal.
So why aren't everybody, I mean, everybody I know, as we get older, seems like everybody has back problems, disc problems. And we all want to avoid surgery. This just only makes sense.
Oh, and that's the biggest frustration. And that's why I'm here today. I'm trying to get the word out to let people know, because you're right. The statistics will tell us that 8 out of 10 people at some point in their lifetime will suffer from spinal-related issues. But the other statistic is we're spending $50 billion a year on back pain treatments. Now, notice that I said back pain treatments, and that's the problem. That's the issue, is that all the things that are offered to the disc patient, somebody who's suffering with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc, are all geared towards pain management or pain relief. Those treatments were never designed to fix the problem or allow the disc to heal.
Now, is there some back problems that do require surgery?
Well, absolutely. Now, that's a really good question, because when we offer at the Disc Institute the opportunity to have a complimentary evaluation of your MRI, and that really tells me everything. And so, yes, to answer your question, there are patients that it's too far gone. We can't help them. They're not a good candidate. So I do very carefully evaluate every patient to make sure that they're a good candidate so that we can get the excellent results that we expect. On the other hand, I do turn a lot of patients away, but that's why we have it complimentary, so that we can evaluate and there's really no risk to the patient.
Let me flip that question. Do you ever see somebody who is maybe facing surgery, you see their MRI and you go, wait a minute, I think we can help you without surgery. Do you see that?
Oh, absolutely, Johnny. We've had so many patients that came to us for the second opinion. Yes, they were told they needed surgery, whether it was a fusion or a microdiscectomy, et cetera. And we have put them through the program, and they had great success and avoided that surgery.
How long how long have you been interested in this field?
Well, I've been a doctor in Pennsylvania here for almost 35 years.
So you're new.
Yeah. So I'm just a rookie at it. But I just love it. I just love helping people. And I have the greatest staff. I have to give them a shout out because we actually dedicate our lives to helping patients avoid that surgery and get their lives back. And it's so rewarding to see patients that come into our office that are barely able to function and go out so enthused with getting their quality of life back.
So tell me more about your team. How big of a staff do you have?
Well, we have 11 staff members now, 11 or 12 staff members. And it's interesting, Johnny, because I tell the story when I first opened the Disc Institute here in Pittsburgh, I had no patients, and my wife was kind enough to answer the phone. So I had no employees. And I don't say this to brag, but I'm just saying that we're doing what we're doing. If we weren't, we wouldn't be growing the way we are, and we wouldn't have 12 employees now.
Do you remember your first patient?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do. Absolutely. Yeah, it was exciting. You know, when you they came in and, you know, I told them all about what we were doing, and I was so enthused. And they decided to move forward. It was very exciting, and we got the results we were hoping for. And, you know, little by little, between word of mouth and trying to get the word out there, we've grown.
So you've seen thousands of people here in
yes.
Pittsburgh. Do you also see people from outside of the, you know, tri-state area?
Oh, this is really getting exciting. We've had patients from different states. We had a patient from Alaska, Minnesota, and
really?
Nebraska. We just had a patient from the state of Indiana, New York. They're coming from all around, and they're realizing it's worth the time to put in to heal, you know, fix the problem, get their disc to heal and avoid that surgery.
So what you're doing is so unique that you're getting somebody to jump on a plane from Alaska to come to Pittsburgh for your treatment.
Yes. And that's why I'm saying that here in Pittsburgh, patients really should realize that it's really great that we have this opportunity here in Pittsburgh. I'm so happy that I'm able to offer it.
So excuse my naivete, but is it what you're doing so unique that it's just not available in so many states that people are coming to Pittsburgh?
Yes. Yes. And obviously, I mean, we're just getting started. We'd like to expand, but right now, we're just in Michigan and here in Pittsburgh, but it is so unique. And that's why I have to get that across today, that you have to come and check out what we're doing, because it is that unique. You can continue to treat the pain. You can continue to chase after the next thing that might make you feel better, or you can find out how you fix the problem. One of the things I do is I make sure that I explain in great detail what the problem is, so that the patients can fully understand that. And then I explain how we fix the problem.
All right. So what's the process? If somebody is having a problem with their back, maybe they've seen their regular doctor and they may not have an answer for, what's the process?
Well, they would give the office a call. And once they call the office, we'll bring them in for a consultation with one of my staff members. They'll gather all the information and they'll gather their MRI. If they don't have an MRI, we'll order one for them. And I will evaluate everything to see if they're a good candidate. If they are, then I spend time when I meet them to explain, in like I said, in great detail what the problem is and how we fix it. And then they can decide if they want to move forward into the program.
How invasive is this process?
Oh, it's not invasive at all. You want to make you change your clothes or you're not going to sweat?
And what kind of feedback do you get from your patients?
I think the most telling thing is that my staff is so spoiled by cakes and pies and hot chocolates and all kinds of gifts that patients bring in when they finish the program. And I've seen grown men, many, many of them cry when they leave because it's been such a special experience for them.
When you're experiencing back pain, it's almost the worst because it feels like the whole body is aching and you can't, it's hard to sleep, it's hard to work, it's so difficult to do anything.
Oh, yeah, and it is. It changes your life completely. It takes away all the excitement of your future, and it affects your family members. So many patients, they wait and they work and they get to retirement and they have all these dreams and aspirations of golfing and going on vacations together, and they can't do any of it. They're lucky to get through their day. They can't even cut their grass. And so it is very rewarding.
Do you see younger patients, patients in their 20s and 30s? You already mentioned you had patients in their 90s. Do you get a variety of men and females in just a variety of demographics?
You know what? That's a great question, Johnny. And the answer is yes. We have a lot of teenagers that do our program because when you understand what the problem is the injuries created a failure of the pump mechanism, which is the physiology that takes care of the disc. That can happen at any age. You can get tackled on the football field. You could have another type of sports injury. You could get pulled into doing heavy weightlifting or something like that in high school. It could be an auto accident. It can happen at any age. It all has to do with the trauma that has occurred to the spinal joint that has changed or created the loss of that physiology to take care of the disc and keep it healthy.
How about the results? How long do the results last?
And that's another great question, is when you fix the problem, they last ongoing because we're rehabilitating the joint and getting the physiology back. And so we actually, with our research, two third-party research studies done. And the second one talked about, it was a durability study, and we followed patients because we knew that they were staying well because they were excited and we were keeping in touch with them. And they did a study where they called patients up at least three years after they were out of the program. And they came back and said 96% of them reported being as good as, if not better than they were when they left the program 3 years earlier.
All right. So you mentioned a lot of research. 98% of the people are getting positive results. Down the road, 96% are saying that this is lasting results. So what else is your research telling you?
Well, it's telling us that when a patient starts the program and they are in a lot of pain and discomfort and they're a lot of loss of function, our research told us that our patients were reporting being 75% to 90% improved in how they were feeling and functioning when they left the program compared to when they started.
I do have some more questions about your practice, but let's get to Richard Rafferty. What do you like to do?
Well, I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I mean, I grew up here in Pittsburgh in the North Hills, and I love Pittsburgh. I like to go to the sporting events. I love, of course, the Penguins, the Pirates, and the Steelers. I enjoyed watching and coaching my boys when they played sports, and especially baseball.
How many boys?
Two boys and two girls.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're all in their 20s now, so life keeps moving forward. But that's what I really enjoy is my family, and I like to get out to the forest and, you know, do some hiking and that sort of thing.
Okay. And when it comes to your practice, where do you see the Disc Institute in the future?
Well, we're working on expansion, not only here in Pittsburgh, but we're really hoping to expand into different states. So we have some things that we're working with, but it's, you know, it's always difficult when you're bringing something new into the medical community. So you just take your time and go through all the necessary channels.
Is this your passion?
Oh, absolutely. If you can't tell. And my staff, they're as passionate as I am about it. And that's what makes it fun.
And where are you located? And if somebody wants more information, what's your website?
Yeah, so we're off the Wexford exit of 79, which makes it convenient to come in from different areas in the city. And our website is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com.
Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh and a CEO you should know. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Johnny.
This has been the CEOs You Should Know podcast, showcasing businesses that are driving our regional economy, part of iHeartMedia's commitment to the communities we serve. I'm Johnny Hartwell. Thank you so much for listening.